Today, we gather together as a very diverse community, each of us with different backgrounds, different skills to offer, different experiences, different hardships, and different joys. But as we began to discuss yesterday, we are all in this together. We are bound, and we have a responsibility to care for each other and our land. A friend of mine last weekend reminded me, she teaches drama, and she says, when I approach a play to direct it, I don't look for the best actors, the best light technicians. I come to the room, and whoever is in the room is enough, because they want to be in the room. So it's nice to see you in the room. And today we may be questioning each other, and there may be difficult conversations to have, and there may be very easy conversations to have. And as such, as we begin our day today, I encourage us to speak with each other about ourselves and ask each other about each other. Beyond how we normally identify, perhaps beyond what you do for a living, perhaps beyond I am a student, but instead, perhaps you could say, hi, my name is Carmel, and I am a sister, or my name is Joan, and I am a gardener, and allow our conversation to deepen in that way, in a way that isn't perhaps natural to us.
So this morning, we're so pleased to have two distinguished speakers with us, Roger Epp and Janice McCaucus. Like last night, we'll have the speakers listen to the speakers and then engage in some reflection and conversation amongst ourselves at our tables, and then reflect back and speak and dialogue further with Janice and Roger. So to introduce our first speaker, Janice McCaucus. I don't know about you, but I'm not a morning person. But the thing about the morning is it's the place that's closest to the dreams of the night. And I think it's that intermediate space that makes us, or me anyways, a bit... perhaps not quite in tune with the day as it arises. And dreams are kind of like that. They're sort of fuzzy. Did I just advance the screen? They're part of that in-between space where we're not quite in the living, and it's not necessarily a very strong voice that comes to us. And this conference and the spirit of the land is similar. It comes from a place of a dream about the power of a community to gather and the magic, a belief in the magic that arises from that community. So when the dream of this space, this conference, first came, it also came with some trepidation, because sometimes, at least for me anyways, we're afraid of the dream's significance and what it means for us and what it calls us to do. And this particular dream was a bit big, so it was pushed away. And then a snowstorm came, and Janice wasn't able to make it to speak. And then she came a couple of weeks later, and we found ourselves seated at the same table. And it was like the dream began to appear in the day. And so you step into the dream. And one of The elements of the dream was the sense of this history of settlers and indigenous, that moving forward, if we are to create a community land ethic, we must create it together. And because of our history and the divisions and the suffering that Sylvia shared with us last night, it's hard to dream together because there's a lot of difficulty we have to move through. But when I met Janice, her ability to hold the two sides of the challenges that we face, both the difficulty and the hope, the differences between cultures, in such a graceful way, gave me confidence in that dream. And really, for me, she models what we all aspire to, within the difficulty of history, to stand in the truth of it and the challenge of it, and yet be at peace. And that peace comes, as we mentioned last night, gives us a confidence to open to a new story. Because as long as we're pushing away the truth of our history, how can we create a genuine new story? So, with that introduction, Janice will speak of her own place, as we've introduced each speaker. But with that introduction, I'm so pleased to welcome Janice to our conference.